Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people for this very, very special Saturday morning show. And the reason we have a special Saturday morning show is because we have two very special guests, and their book that they've co-authored together, Perfect Still for the Valentine's Feel Theme, just came out a couple days ago. So we're really very excited to have Dr. Jackie Black and Jim Bouchard with us. And if you have a question for them, because this is all about the happy couple code and love like a black belt, call 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318. And I just opened the chat room, so you can also type a question there if you would like. And before I bring them on to share their shine with all of us today, I want to thank everybody who's been voting in the Shorty Awards. We are number third, very close to number two. And if everybody listening right now sent out a sweet tweet nominating Green Sky Deb and Podcaster in the Shorty Awards, because I think the world needs more positive podcasting. So it's a statement that you can make a difference. Small things don't mean a lot. They mean everything. So if you could do that, I would be so grateful, and I think it would really be a great testimony to get some positive content noticed in the Shorty Awards. So let me tell you, if you don't already know these beautiful people, Dr. Jackie Black is a marriage and relationship expert. She's a best-selling author, and she has been named by Cosmo Magazine as one of their most beloved international love gurus. Jim Bouchard is an international inspirational speaker and business expert, frequently featured on Fox News and also the BBC. Together, they join us to discuss their newly released co-authored book, Love Like a Black Belt. Love Like a Black Belt, Cracking the Code to Being a Happy Couple, is the ultimate guide for committed couples to build a strong, respectful, I love that, and lasting love relationship based on learning, practicing, and mastering the essential relationship success skills as discussed by Dr. Jackie, while staying true to the core characteristics of the black belt mindset as discussed by Jim Bouchard. Well, one of the major ideas in the martial arts is to learn and practice how to stay in the present moment. Many of you may not know this, but the martial artists teach 15 virtues of black belt excellence, which help to develop one's character. And I'm going to name these because they use these in their book, and they're going to share with us on this today. Respect, courtesy, honesty, integrity, self-control, focus, self-discipline, commitment, patience, perseverance, compassion, gratitude, love, peace, and cooperation. Dr. Jackie and Jim Bouchard artfully weave the 15 virtues of black belt excellence with the essential relationship success skills for a book that offers practical know-how enriched by deeply meaningful and engaging stories from ancient masters that will surely please readers of all ages and lovers of all kind. You want to go to www.lovelikeablackbelt.com, and it is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Jackie and Jim Bouchard. Good morning, you two.
Beautiful. Good morning. Yeah.
Well, it's so great to have both of you. It's like, you know, double blessings here. This is so awesome. Who wants to tell the listeners what it means to love like a black belt?
Dr. Jackie does. She tells the story so nicely.
Well, yeah, look, love is not enough. And we know that because we know how many couples are really unhappy. And we can look at the divorce rate, and we can begin to look at the divorce rate around the world. So we know that love is not enough. And that being said, what's missing? It can't be that people are just not making good choices for themselves. And so my belief is that once people fall in love and they do make those good selections, that then they need skills. And they need to employ a lot of the principles that you just talked about and essential relationship success skills, like learning how to fight and repair hurt feelings, set boundaries, ask for what you need and want. And you have to know who you are, so we need self-knowledge first, and then good partner knowledge plus the essential relationship success skills, and that equals a happy, lasting marriage.
Mm. Well, that's good. And, you know, you bring up something that everybody has been exposed to, whether it's with themselves or somebody they love, the devastating results of divorce and breakups. You know, so what you're sharing with us is really the best insurance policy anybody could hope to have. If you don't need it now, you might need this information in the future, so it's good to be informed. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about some of those characteristics that we mentioned earlier? Because I think those 15 characteristics were also fascinating from the black belt standpoint.
Sure, well, you know, Jim, why don't you?
The big one, yeah, sure. The biggest one for me, and it tees all the other ones. I mean, if you really wanted to get down to it, we could reduce all this down to the concept of respect. And the definition that I use for the word respect came from several years ago when I was giving a talk at an elementary school. And whether I'm doing a talk for kids or even a group of business executives, when I'm talking about respect, I first ask for definition. So I threw it out there and had my had my stock definition prepared to spew that out as we will. And this little guy stood up and he bowed and he said, "Sensei, respect means taking care of one another." Well, I felt like somebody punched me in the stomach. You know, I had to sit down and then I literally had to sit down, catch my breath, and then I stood up again. And I didn't know what to say, so I bowed to him and I said, "You got it. You got it." And that changed my entire definition and my entire outlook on the word respect. So, when we talked about doing this book, and Dr. Jackie will tell how that came about, but to me, that was at the core of the whole philosophy that I'm trying to teach is respect. That's how I try to live my life. It's an ideal. You know, it's very difficult to live that way all the time. We're going to fall short. But it's a compass that keeps bringing us back. So if you think about that, right, what better definition have you ever heard of that word? And, you know, what other rules do you need if you have that one? So all the other concepts really just support that base philosophy of respect.
You know, isn't it amazing how sometimes those innocent children really put some of us adults to shame?
Every day.
Unbelievable. It's very, very, very humbling. And, you know, I think people have lost, it seems like people have lost this idea of respect. And I don't know if it's because we live in such a fast-paced world. And one of the themes in your book, and taking it, you know, this present moment, I think that's an antibiotic for a lot of diseases that we're all suffering from. And it's not only loving in other relationships the other person with respect. Do you think that it's really a self-love thing that we're also starving from? Because your ideas can help, you know, the person, anybody, really.
I'm going to let Dr. Jackie chime in a second, but the thing is, what people forget as well is that it's hard work. We call it in martial arts kung fu, right? That means hard work. And a relationship is a lot of work, and you got to be willing to commit to it. And I think that's what's really been lost to a lot of people. You know, the going gets a little bit tough, and people want to quit right away. We're not saying you should be in a relationship that isn't a healthy one. A destructive relationship you should work to get out of, but you know, putting that aside, I think most people throw in the towel just because the work gets a little tough, and that's where Dr. Jackie comes in. She's got tactics, if you want to call it that, right? Things that you
strategy.
Can do and ways that you can train. Strategy, sure. And so there you go. I'm going to hand it right off to you.
Okay. So here's one of the places where that's the great thing about our book is that we don't always agree. You'd think that if two people come together and they write a book that they agree, and we don't. And that's really one of the rich things about the book. So I don't think that relationship is hard work. I think that if you're working hard, that your relationship isn't working. And that what you really want to do is to pay attention and have intention. So it's attention and intention, deliberate intention. And I think that commitment is the mortar between the bricks in relationship. And as Jim was talking about throwing in the towel, people no longer have a commitment. It's all about fun. And if you're in a long-term relationship, what you know with clarity and certainty is that you do not wake up every morning in love with each other. Not everything is wonderful. You don't fall over everything everything that each other does or says. But it is that idea of commitment. So when you have commitment and then you have deliberate intention and you're awake and conscious and paying attention, those, I think, are really the three keys that are missing. And I agree with you, Deb. They're missing in the individual. And then, of course, if they're missing inside of us as individuals, we can't bring those to another person in a relationship.
And see, that's where the intersection comes, because as Jackie, you know, Dr. Jackie said, we come from very, very different backgrounds and very different spaces in the world. But the commonality are these core values and principles. You know, what Dr. Jackie just touched on in martial arts, we call discipline and focus. You know, to me, discipline is simply the development of a purposeful, intentional habit that's going to get you where you want to go. And people, you know, I think we did a good job in the book too, Dr. Jackie, I'm sure would agree with me. We're really proud of this book because we're teaching people to get back to these core values. People just don't know how to train themselves to be disciplined people. They don't know how to focus. And really, you know, going through this book, and even if you're applying it in other areas of your life, I think you'd find what we're saying very, very useful.
You know, I love what you two are like the best people we know executive offices. I love it. Because, you know, when you get new ideas, you get, you know, this is so great. Do you love us? We're having a group hug around the world now. I really think what you do is you bring new thoughts and you challenge us. And new questions give new answers, and that's what we need. But I wanted to circle back to what I'm hearing both of you say, and it makes me think that, you know, how we define things, maybe how we define love needs to be reassessed because, you know, this week being Valentine's week, I had Dr. Alex Concord was on earlier in the week from the UK, who's won all these awards from the Majesty, the Palace, the Queen and everything for her well-being guru stuff. And
then,
Dr. Deborah Phillips was on, who's been on Oprah and all that stuff. And when we were talking about it and listening to you now, I just have been seeing these common themes with the difference between love and lust. You know, everybody thinks that love, the free will choice, is the same thing as lust, which is that warm and fuzzy thing that everybody, you know, really wants in an instant. And it's just a fascinating topic because the two of you together co-authoring this book and here this morning, you know, intersection, that's a great word. Speak to the listeners about this.
Well, that's for Dr. Jackie. But, you know, I have to jump in because you said something that reminded me of that wonderful movie Moonstruck, right, where Nicolas Cage's character says, love isn't supposed to be nice, it's supposed to ruin everything, right? It's
tearing
your heart out. It is a difficult, it's a challenge, yeah.
Well, in my worldview, there's no such thing as love. Love is not a feeling. There are five normal natural feelings on the spectrum: mad, sad, glad, afraid, and guilty. And all of the other feelings that we have are a combination or a synthesis of one or more of those: mad, sad, glad, afraid, and guilty. So love is actually an experience. And it's an experience that we have full body when we experience certain behaviors from other people. So love is really behavior-based, not feeling-based.
Behavior-based, not feeling-based. Okay, did everybody hear that? Really, get the pen out. Right, we're on replay, Dr. Jackie, so everybody can go to iTunes and replay all of this knowledge and wisdom you're giving us on their iPhones. But I think that's so important. Say that one more time.
There's no such thing as love. The five normal natural feelings are mad, sad, glad, afraid, and guilty. So all feelings are a combination of those five. So love is an experience that is full body. We experience love in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits, in our thoughts, full body. And that love is really an experience driven by the behaviors that we experience from other people. So I love you because you do certain things, you say certain things that match for me, that trigger me, that connect with me, so that my experience is love. But love isn't a feeling.
No, now, love isn't a feeling. I don't think I am so glad to hear you as the expert making me feel better about my personal definition of love. I mean, I'm always telling everybody. I hope you listeners out there love this show as much as I do, because the first thing this morning I was like, I can't wait for Dr. Jackie and Jim to come on and share their shine, because we learned so much from each other. But I really think that society is just so focused on this instant gratification and, you know, how do I feel and how do you make me feel, and it's everybody else's fault instead of looking at ourselves, and we never have a choice. We're all out in the ocean getting blown wherever we go by the wind, instead of saying, look, I got a rudder here. I think I ought to, you know, get involved in my own direction, which is why I think your book is so timely, because society needs this book.
Yeah, we agree with you. And here's the good news. The whole model of marriage, the paradigm, is shifting. We're in a very, very exciting time in the development of marriage, and right smack dab in the middle of a paradigm shift. It used to be that there were rigid roles, that women could expect to be married and to be protected and taken care of. They had a place in society, and men could rely on consistent sex.
Mm.
Now, right?
When did that ever happen?
When did that ever happen, Jim? Oh, my, and it's so early on a Saturday morning for you to be saying such things.
And you know, Alex is probably listening downstairs, so I have to be careful, right?
I was going to say, for those of you who don't know, the beautiful Alex is, yes, the significant other. She's dynamite. Okay, well, moving on now.
If I can just finish that thought. So today, the paradigm is much more about negotiated roles, and partners can really expect to be supported in their best self, in their best life, in their passion, as well as supporting the other person. So again, the paradigm shift is, I can be my best self in your presence, and I can receive your support and your championship, if you will, as well as we can decide how we want our relationship to look, negotiated roles. And so that's why marriage today looks different than all the other models of marriage to this point. And it's a good thing, because the model of marriage hadn't been revisited in over 60 years. So it's nothing to be afraid of if we understand that we're in this paradigm shift, and then we focus on, as Jim was talking about, discipline and focus, or attention, intention, and commitment. Then we will right that boat, because relationships and human beings are like sailboats. They want to be right up in the water.
It is such a good thing. It is such a good thing because, you know, Deb, I think we've talked about this before. I discovered a long time ago that the least selfish thing you can do for other people is to improve yourself, right? To make yourself a better person. That becomes, when you do that, you become more valuable to the people around you. And one of the really special things, I learned so many things from Dr. Jackie working on this book, I want her to share this with you too. The idea that people have to sacrifice or compromise to have a healthy relationship is bull hockey. And, you know, Dr. Jackie is very, very clear on that point in all her books. And there it is. I'm going to hand that off to you again, because you're going to articulate that much stronger than I will.
Thank you very much. So there's no such thing as compromise either, because compromise is really code for settle, give in, or give up. Mm-hmm. And so lesser parts of self compromise. What really is important is to understand, what are my needs? What are my legitimate needs? Because whenever there's something that's going on in a relationship that requires compromise, most of the time what you're really talking about are somebody's needs. And what you have is are needs that are happening at the same time. So nobody should be asked in a relationship to give up their needs. So what we want to do is provide a place at the table for both people to come sit down and then to express what they need, what's going on to the other person. And there's very deep and elegant listening. We teach that you listen with more than your ears. Black belt couples listen with more than their ears. So that when you have competing priorities or competing needs, and that when you've got a problem in a relationship, that is almost 90% of the time what you're talking about are competing needs or competing priorities. And so you sit down and you talk about and work out together how to support each person. There's no no. Partners don't say no to each other. I would like to, I think, no. So we call time out on no. And we invite massive curiosity. Really? Tell me more. How do you see that? How is that important to you? What will happen if you do that or get that or have that? Mm. So there's always this way that we are connecting with each other, and we're knowing more. And when we sit down and talk to each other in relationships, that's the purpose. Sometimes the purpose is problem solving. But that's always secondary. The first thing we want to do is know each other more deeply. So when I know you, when I can really experience you, then we can decide together what the solution is to the problem.
Mm. You know, in everything that you just said, I can see the segue to all of these characteristics in the black belt, because if I respect you, I will listen to you, I will have the focus to and the commitment and the patience to love you, to celebrate who you are, and then it gets back to that cooperation. I mean, I just love how all of these dots connect so beautifully, and I just am so inspired that your message is out there inspiring people to say, look it, it's you and me against the problem. We want a gold medal relationship. Well, no Olympian fell out of bed getting a gold medal. It takes, you know what I mean? It takes a little bit of preparation, as anything in life, but it can be fun. It can be enjoyable. And you, the both of you, I hear in your voice, you know, this is exciting work for you because you're sharing tips and tools that you've experienced. I mean, both of you have learned so much, and I'm encouraging listeners to go to this website. You know, for those of you who don't know Jim, I mean, he has come from homelessness to TV, media. I mean, he has a heart, and he understands pain and suffering. He knows this from personal experience. And to me, that's one of the things that I love about you, Jim, because I trust you, because I know that you are compassionate. And Dr. Jackie, obviously, you know, you're world-renowned in what you're doing, and the two of you together, we can't possibly, Eleanor Roosevelt, you can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself, you know? You have to learn from others, and you have so much to teach us. So you want to all go to livelikeablackbelt.com.
Love like a black belt.
I'm sorry, love, loving and living. It's all together. But no, thank you so much. I eat a little humble pie on a Saturday morning. I just want everybody to know. Lovelikeablackbelt.com. All right, so go ahead. Say you were, Jim, I think you were going to say something.
First of all, you're way too kind. You always are, and I do so greatly appreciate it. But, you know, part of the thing about struggle, and this is what a lot of these Asian philosophies taught me through the martial arts, was that, this goes right to another core issue that we're dealing with in our culture and society right now. Why are people so afraid of the struggle, right? And, you know, Buddhism is often very poorly translated and very often misquoted as some sort of, a placebo that's just going to, you know, by belief make you feel better. Well, that isn't what the Buddha was teaching. And part of the reason the martial artists, the soldiers of the ancient times, embraced that philosophy is that it wasn't avoiding the struggle. It was accepting it fully. And, you know, one of the greatest works of philosophy I think that's ever been written is that wonderful book Zorba the Greek, and for people that prefer more of a Western slant on it, he's saying the same thing: embrace the full catastrophe. Once we embrace this work and we enjoy it, right? Perfection is not a destination; it's a never-ending process. Once we get into that and we begin to enjoy the work of developing a relationship, that's really the key to the happiness at the end of it, right? If you're avoiding that struggle, or you're afraid of it, or you're just averse to pain in any form, well, you got a big problem on this planet, I think.
Wow, that is really powerful, because if you're like me out there listening, you're thinking of those beautiful diamonds that you love, and they are only formed under pressure. And that butterfly story, it's like, you know, the guy that came to help the butterfly get out of the cocoon, so he cut
it
open.
Yeah, he cut his wings. Mm-hmm.
And he cut the wings. And not only that, the wings never fully expanded, so the butterfly could fly, because the way that the fluid got through the wings was from the pressure it needed getting out of the cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is some of what we need to – I love what you're saying, because, wow, relationship with self, with others, friends, workers, family, you know, if we had this viewpoint that you just stated, wouldn't that make everything a gift? Wouldn't that change the whole view?
Yeah, haven't you ever listened – I mean, the greatest stories you hear from these couples that have been together for 30, 40, 50 years, they're always stories of hardship, right? They always go back, and you know what our best, and these are people that have made it now, and they, you know what our best time was? When we were living in that crummy little house, you know, in the middle of that type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have enough to eat. We didn't know what we were doing. Those are the stories. So, you know, out of that hardship comes a lot of good stuff. So anyway, just wanted to make sure people understood that. Yeah, you know, I've had my challenges. We all have, but really, they don't seem like blessings at the time, but when you look back, oh, man, those are some of the best times, right?
Yeah, wow, touche. I love that. And, you know, it's funny because if listeners like me, I'm thinking as I'm listening to you, wow, you know, how do I see this play out in my life? And I just had a conversation with a dear friend of mine who I've known since, geez, I want to say 21, so that I'm aging myself, so that's a lot of years. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, right. I love you. Did I tell you I love you today, Jim?
I always appreciate when you say that.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, we were talking about how for... And it was tough. It was really tough. I mean... And, you know, they stuck together through that horrible time. One helped the other fell down, the other one helped get up. And you know what? This is years now. It's been 10 years since this happened. And she was saying, you know, my mother got divorced when those times were tough. And if I had gotten divorced, you know, then I wouldn't have this wonderful, her marriage is better than ever. And now she's better friends because they made it through that tough time. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, practicality in your words and the stories you share to really help people get beyond that feeling of hopelessness when it's tough so that they know that they too can get to the other side. And you're proving that, the two of you, in this book with your stories.
Well, and they can get to the other side because there are skills that are measurable, that have deliverables. You know, I'm very nuts and bolts and concrete about this because I don't want people to think that, you know, the first thing that goes when there's a problem in a relationship, those warm, fuzzy feelings go and people think, oh, I'm not in love. You hear that. I love you, but I'm not in love. That to me is the most absurd thing people can ever say. But I have come to, because so many people say it, it's like Freud says, so many people say it must be reality. So I'm an investigator, and I, for a long time, said, what could that mean? Right? When people say that, what are they really saying? And I think, and it's just me, but I think what people are saying is, somewhere inside me, I still have feelings for you. But I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm disappointed. Disappointment is like rust to relationships. So for me, the nuts and bolts and the tools in their toolbox really can be the life jackets or those, what are those round things that you throw out to people?
Life preservers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So as long as people have just a shred, just a little bit of feeling left for each other, that can grow exponentially in the presence of the things to do, the ways to reconnect. And there are very specific ways that people can reconnect that will result in measurable shifts and changes, achievable resolutions. And so
I'm so glad you went that way, because I was just going to say, how often do we say about life's great issues? You say, well, geez, if only we had a handbook, right? And again, not just this book, but Dr. Jackie, I'm going to plug your other books, Couples and Money and Meeting Your Match. Meeting Your Match, everyone should read long before they ever think about making a commitment like marriage. And it's, there are strategies and there's science behind this. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's fun for me to come in with the philosophy part of it, but, I'm amazed about the science. Like I said, as a martial artist, I can appreciate that there's tactics and strategies and techniques that you can learn and you can practice. And believe me, Dr. Jackie lays it out. I like the way you say it, nuts and bolts. Very, very easy to follow. As you're working through it, we've got, you mentioned wants and needs. You don't have to guess about that because we know what they are now. And I'm looking at this almost two pages of needs and values here, right? I mean, it's right here. You're gonna recognize yourself in this.
Mm-hmm. And, it is so I love your analogies. You two are the best with the analogies, because I think we forget. We have, you get your car fixed, you have a manual. You want to make a recipe, you have a recipe, you have a manual. There's nothing we do in life. Nobody even listening today has learned their language by, accident. Somebody taught them.
Right.
Exactly. The woman that watches my dog has a license.
Right, exactly. There you go. Mine too. And so, for somebody that has something that's not working, and if we're feeling dis-ease, if you're out there and you're feeling, I just feel like there's something that could be better. I'm not as happy as I want to be. Well, it's not an accident you're listening to Jim Bouchard and Dr. Jackie today, because we all need someone to teach us how to be better. We all help each other. And, this is what you've done for us, so thank you so much.
Oh, Deb, thank you so much for inviting us. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.
You're the best.
At 7 a.m.
But you know what? Spending time, you always make me feel good whenever I'm on your show, and it's just a blast. And we live too close together not to meet in person very soon, so.
I know, I can't believe it, and it's so funny because I talked to, some of my friends that go to different things that you do, like Melissa Galt, love her. She's like, Jim, and I'm doing this course. It's really great, and I tell you, it's humbling, and we do help each other, and nobody's staying. And if we're going to be our best, I think the lie that we tell ourselves is that, it's easy to be miserable. Hello. You say, this is hard work to have a happy love like a black belt, a happy couple code. Well, if you think that that's work, and I love what you're saying, Dr. Jackie, that it's not, but if you do think that, are you being miserable? You don't think that takes work? You don't think that's draining? I mean, if you're going to live, you might as well enjoy your life.
It's easier to do the work in the long run, right, than it is to just let yourself be a cork, just shoved around by whatever currents come along. So there it is. And that's one of those bad translations. Going with the flow doesn't mean you just let everything happen to you. It means you learn to work in harmony with the forces around you. And again, that's what Dr. Jackie has really put in such a clear format. We're not guessing here, right?
No, we're not guessing. And there's an accumulated effect. It's like massage. If you get a massage regularly, as you start driving over to get the massage, your body is already gearing up and going, right, mm-hmm. it's that time. So there's this accumulated effect for waking up, being conscious, and being attentive and intentional.
Wow. Now, I'm really loving that visual. I love that accumulating effect. That's like getting interest, a relationship interest. I'm loving that at 100%, not 1%, big percentages. Now, I want to give the website out again for sure, and where people can find you on Twitter and social media and all that. But do you have I always love those last takeaway tips. Jim calls them the fortune cookie wisdom. But the most important tip that you want listeners to take away today from your time, besides going out and getting your book and connecting with you on social media and posting the show to all of their social media, what do you want people to take away?
Well, I want people to understand and to remember that they can have what they want. They can have what they want. They have to know what that is, and they have to find their courage, gather up their courage, and be present. If you show up in your life and you know what you want, you can get there. And this book will really be a big help. So there's help out there. But the work is for you to do first to figure out who you are and what you want. And then we'll help you figure out how to get there.
And I'll just reinforce that by leaving with, you know, that phrase I always fall back on. Perfection is not a destination. It's a never-ending process, right? There is no perfect mate. There is no perfect relationship in the, you know, the Western sense of it. Once you embrace perfection as a process rather than a static point or a static place or a static goal, then your whole worldview changes, and that's when you can really make this stuff work. So just carry that with you in your relationship. Perfection is not a destination. It's a never-ending process. Enjoy it.
Wow, I'm telling you, I feel so inspired. Like, talk about some mind vitamins for the soul. And I'm telling you, this has been great. You are awesome. And the two of you together writing a book, I love that, because you do have different perspectives. And together, well, you're great individually, but I think there's something very magical about the two of you together sharing these perspectives. So it's been a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to have you share in your shine with us, and we all help each other. So if you've enjoyed the show out there, everybody, and also I want to thank Blog Talk Radio has you top featured live, your show. So I want to thank Amy and Shannon and John and whoever else put Jim and Dr. Jackie up there on the front page for live. So thank you so much for doing that. And, you know, we all help each other, and we can't have all the listeners out there, and I can't bring you great guests like Jim and Dr. Jackie if you're not promoting the show, and it doesn't take any money, and virtually it's like no time. And how can you do that? Well, you can go and you can take this show and you can put it out on Twitter. You can post it to your Facebook. You can share it on LinkedIn. You can add it to your Google+. You can download it on iTunes. You can follow us on the Best People We Know radio show. You can connect with Jim, connect with Dr. Jackie, tell them your thoughts on this show. You know, this is where we all help each other. And I've seen it time and time again. It's not an accident that you're listening. And you can make a difference by taking the time to share the show with somebody in need. If we all did that, imagine how many thousands of people would be inspired by this small action. Little things don't mean a lot. Spend the night with the mosquito, and you'll know little things don't mean a lot. They mean everything. So, you know, get out there and share. And don't forget, shameless plug, to vote for us in the Shorty Awards, because we're almost in number two. It's really a very big, big, big deal, the Shorty Awards, New York City and the Time Center. So please take a moment to vote for us. Thank you for being with us again. We appreciate you. Go out, connect with Jim. Love like a black belt.com. Make it a great day. And thank you, Dr. Jackie, for getting up so early.
Oh, my pleasure, Deb. Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.